Is Canonical physically located together, or you geographically spread out?
We are everywhere. I mean, literally, I think like over 25 countries, something like that. I mean, the vast majority of people in the company work from home. We do have offices in London, in Montreal, and in Taipei. But other than that, everybody works from home. The majority of people work from home, which is great, you know,
Is that
working in your
hard?
underpants.
You're part of a team, obviously. I mean, you have a team, and I know that the developers have their own teams and stuff, but is that hard because it's geographically spread like that?
Not so much. It works. I actually find it works really well. So, as an example, my team at Canonical, I have three people who work for me on the community team. One of them is based in Germany, another one's based in Spain, and the other one's based in Michigan. So we're quite spread out, and we use voice over IP to have meetings. We have weekly meetings. I have one-on-one calls with the guys. We use mailing lists and wikis. Using with all the technology that's available, it's pretty easy to work in a distributed capacity. The benefit I find is that I'm more productive working from home because you know what it's like when you work in an office. You have constant distractions. You'll be sat there working on something and you'll be in the zone, and then someone will come over and want to tell you, want to talk to you about what happened in Lost last night. And you get these constant distractions. The phone's always ringing. And it's particularly beneficial for me in California because everyone's in bed by the time I get to lunchtime. So everyone in Europe is in bed. So it's so I get the afternoon uninterrupted where I can really focus on getting stuff done.
I was going to ask then, for because you have people in Germany and Spain, you must have time zone issues. You'll have to like always focus to have your meetings early in the morning for you here then.
Yeah, I have. I'm most of my day usually starts at 7 a.m. And I have calls pretty much all morning, and then I'm done by about lunchtime, and then I can start with the rest of the stuff. And sometimes, I'll have like midnight calls or 2 in the morning calls, but some people definitely suffer more. I mean, if you're in Australia, it's going to be harder. We have a natural gravitation, I'd say, towards Europe. We have a lot of the Ubuntu team are based in Germany. A lot of them are based in Europe. So a lot of meetings tend to happen on European time zones. But it works out.
That's
It works out great.
and those are Canonical people. You said Ubuntu team. Is that separate? Is that a different group?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about Canonical hired Ubuntu developers. But one of the benefits of being a distributed company is I think it makes you better for working with a community because, if everybody's in one office, there's the ability to have that water cooler kind of situation going on where everyone's talking internally and it never gets outside. Whereas when we have meetings, like, so for example, the desktop team, who work on the visual desktop component of the distro, they have their meetings publicly in the Ubuntu in the Ubuntu IRC channel, and it means that everybody can join into those meetings. And we do that more and more. I mean, some meetings are private because they're to do with customers and whatever else, but the majority of the work that we do is out in the open as well. So the fact that people work from home, they have to engage with each other in Canonical via these channels as well, which makes the distro just naturally more open from a community and a governance perspective.